Masila Rabbi Huda, the Rabbi Yitzchak Berei. Rabbi Huda taught Rabbi Yitzchak Berei that he had a girsa, a braisa, which had shnia lahadikas and air, which says that you would light the nair by the second tkiya. Which says, come on, who's that like? Look, Rabbi Nosson has, you light the shlishis. And Rabbi Huda Hanasi, look, Rabbi Huda Hanasi also. Rabbi Huda Hanasi now doesn't say exactly when you light the nair. He says the shlishis is lachla tefillin. It sounds like he agrees that the first two are not for loka. So you know we're going to have to decide where we stick in Hilokas Neiros according to him, but it's not by Shania. That would definitely his point is to sort of be makel and push things up a little bit later. At least one way to learn him is that by the beginning of the Revius, when they blow Tekiya through Tekiya, would be this man. For Allah, because that's what Rashi learns. Ella the Girsa, that this Brisa should have said, well, Shlish is the Hadikas and Nair, come on, Kribnas. Okay. Tanar the Bari Bishmal, Shesh Tekiyos Tekin Arab Shabbos. There are six Tekiyos. So the first one is his chol is kaya Tekiyah, Rishana Nimnum Behaim Nim Besodom, Miladar, Umilachresh, Milasis Komalachash Besodos. People out in the field have to stop doing all of their various types of work that they do in the field. Digging is ladder to dig, lachrish is to plow, any type of malach in the fields. There's people way out in the fields, people closer in the fields. So the people closer in are not allowed to, they stay there and wait. So the people which are further out arrive, and then they all walk in together. It shouldn't look like they're coming in earlier or they're coming later. People could interpret it, oh, these guys listened to the tkiya and these guys didn't listen to the tkiya. They all come together, then we'll assume everybody listened to the tkiya. Shnia, Nistalko Atrisin, Meninolo Achanuyes. So the stores are closed, and the Trisin were the we have in Masechtas Beya, they used to take off like the window cover, the door cover, they would take off and put it on a pedestal and use that as a place to sell their wares in front of the store. So they would take away the trisim off of the pedestals, put them back on the doors, and they would close the doors of the stores. Did I skip? I did. Radain Chanuyas Pesuchas Trisim Menachim. His called this guy Tkiya Shniya, and he still got trees in the north of the years. But Dain Chamin Munochem Agavikir. You still have people warming up hot water on the ovens. That's Chamin, and Kederes Munochem Agavikira, and you have people cooking the food still on top of the oven. His called this guy Tkiya Shlishes. Silicon salad. So the food for the night you would just take off the oven. The hitman or matman, the food for the next day you would be matman. The hitlik amad, the person who's lighting would light. Okay, the Hadwick Paspataner, and they would wait. After they finished the third tkiya, they would give this time for a person to roast quickly a small fish, which doesn't take too long, or put the pas into the tanner, give it time to be karem. I don't know how long it takes. Miboy time. And b'tzakeya umariya b'tzakeya b'shebis. You do the kiya through the kiya b'shebis, which basically that last point fits with what we had before. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rebbe Chanina Shemati. Sheim balhalik acher sheish tekiyas. If you had not been memalik earlier, you want to be malik neiros, and it's right after the sheish tekiyas, you still ought to be malik. That was kabbalah Shabbos for the whole tzibur, and once the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos, you cannot. Um, Birthday Mekabel Shabbos, or alternatively, that was an indication that it's already the Zman and you must stop. The answer is that they didn't do it as Zman. I think the second point is really the anchor point, that it was the Zman, so how could you light afterwards? Well, even after the last tekiah, so you had everybody, you know, but the person who was the responsible, the chazan has to mean the person who blew, the person who was in charge of taking care of the things that had to be done, so he blew the shofar, he had to get a shofar home, shofar's muksa. So they gave him time to get a shofar home. So there still was a gap of a little bit of time. That's not a very good, clear time to people because his house is closer, his house is further from wherever the point that they would designate for him to blow, let's say by the shul or whatever it was, whatever place they would, if a person lived further away, so you would blow earlier and then closer, you'd blow later. That's not a way to set it up. At the time of the Gag, where he would blow, they would make a place to store the shofar. So therefore, they would give him enough time to be matznia the shofar, and that's it, which is a very minimal amount of time. So you better not be lighting after that tekiah, because you have, you know, half a minute until he puts away the shofar, and that's it. Because both the shofar and the chatzotzrus are buksa. So Rashi says the shofar is bent, which we have, and the chatzotzrus was straight. And more like you picture the old pictures of the trumpets that the guards used, like this nice straight horn. So they're mukhs.
When exactly all these things took place vis-a-vis Shia?
It seems to be the last blow of the tekiah through tekiah was close enough to Shkia that you would be able to to fill your mitzvah of a Tosefta Shabbos, and that was it. Earlier, right? Yeah. Father Barakasha, we learned a different price of a Tanya Shofar mitaltel, but Chatzotzis ain't a mitaltel. The Shofar is not Muksa, only a Chatzotzis is Muksa. So Amar Rav Yosef Lakasha, Kamba Yachin Kamba Tzibur. So the reason why shofar is not muksa is you can use it, since it's bent, you can theoretically use it as a way to draw some water and use it as a container for water, so it has another function besides blowing. So that's true by a personal shofar, but by the shofar of the tzibur you have no right to do that. It's your own personal shofar, you can use it for other purposes if you want. You can use it to take some water in and use it as a drink from, if you want. Whereas the shofar of the tzibur, you couldn't do that, so therefore it's muks. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, B'yachid l'may chazi, why is yachid not considered muks according to your logic? Hel v'roi l'gamei b'mayim, the tinnik, you could use it to feed water to a child. You know, you draw some water out of the well, a little bit of water, and give it to a young child to drink, even to minimal amount, but the child needs a minimal amount. Well, the tzibur nami chazi l'gamei latinuk oni. You couldn't use it for your own personal purposes, but you could give it to a child, which is the responsibility of the community, and oni. You could use it for that purpose. So that I don't say that being a good tarot advice says v'su haratanya k'shem shem taltalin eser shavur kavatalten. There's a third brisa which says you can move both. See, one brisa says you can move neither. One brisa says you can move, says you can move the sharp. One brisa says you can move both. So you still haven't, even if your answer is correct, you still haven't solved the problem because there's a third brisa which needs to be addressed. Money, who is that? Elamur says, Lakasha, the truth is that the correct answer to the three brises is the following way. Harib Yehuda, Harib Shimon, Harib Nechemya. Okay. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in regards to Muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muksa. Rabbi Shimon does not hold a Muksa. So the brisa which says you can move both of them is Rabbi Shimon. Tosha says it means with the rules of Klisha Malachal Lister, the Tarkuv of the Tarkuv coming. Okay? So Rabbi Shimon holds a holds both the Shefer and the Chatzitzrus are Klisha Malachal Lister, and you're allowed to move them. The Brice which says that the Shefer yes and the Chatzitzrus no is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a Muksa. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that the din of Klisha Malachal Lister is more to the move Tarkuv of the Tarkuv coming. But since the Rabbi Yehuda in general holds a muksa, so a klisha malachal ister which has an alternative function, so then he would say that that was when they gave the kula of moving it the tarkuv b'sarach b'kemi. But klisha malachal ister which doesn't really have another function, there Rabbi Yehuda would say that it is, he holds, you know, the people are actively maksadas from that. I have no use for it. So then already it would be problematic. Even so, that you, even though it's klisha malachal ister, it would, you would be ushered to move it even the tzarkuv v'tzarkuv mekan. That's the second brisa. That's the brisa which says shefer yes and chatzitzrus no. And the third brisa which says neither shefer nor chatzitzrus is in the chemi. In the chemi shita, Rashi point out that Mechemi has the shita that all items in Shabbos are only allowed to be moved for their main purpose. So, while even if it's an item which is we would call not muksa, fork or spoon, etc., you're allowed to move the fork or the spoon to use to eat. You can't use your fork or your spoon for anything else. You have no hetzer or tiltel to move any item other than for its primary function. So when you get to klisha malachal ister, obviously it's going to become impossible to move it because you can't move it for anything other than its primary function. Just to put that in perspective, the Gemara says this halacha does exist in. You know, we have a shade of this concept in halacha. There are, when you deal with your average kelim that you're dealing with, there are three madrigas. There are things which are totally non-muksa, you're allowed to move them for any purpose. Just like no purpose at all. You know, just stomp them with talfalit. Eichlim have that status, about, you know, things which are edible. Sefer Kodesh have that status. And some say a fork has that status. Right? It's such a primary use type of thing. Like, the Chazal put no dinim muksa on it at all. The second madrega is klisha malachal leheter, which you're allowed to move for a tzarech. Even the tzarech might be to protect the item, the chama that's sale, you're allowed to move it. But just to move it for no purpose at all is awesome. So even klisha malachal leheter has a limit. You know, so that's the whole argument. What do you do with a person just playing with their cutlery by a meal? Or just moving thing around. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe that, you know, for him, the nervous movements, it constitutes a purpose, you know. That the Pasha said, some of the person say it's usur. Means, and Shabbos, your hands belong here. Most people's hands are busy moving things the whole time. Right. Shabbos, you have to learn to be aware of where your hands are. Your hands should be here. And the purpose of that's what Chazal wanted. You're not moving things around on Shabbos. Like the Morse later on, like the Rambam says, the way Rambam learns is because this way you're not going to carry anything out where doesn't belong. Because you're never touching anything. So certain things they said we have to allow you to touch because that's what it's And klishim lata lehetar said, okay, if you have a valid need to move it, we'll allow you to move it. Klishim lata lehetar, they also were moderate, a little bit less. But the concept that you can't just move things, so Rechever said, that heter that Chazal said, means the starting point is really we should not permit anything, the Rambam said. This way, nobody will carry anything if you can't move anything. It'd be a great solution. A little bit problematic if you want to eat something. So, I guess that would work. That would be difficult for davening, etc.
It would be difficult with davening, but it'd be a lot easier than doing this for 25 hours.
Davening, you get to do your mitzvahs. This is, you're going to train yourself. You're going to train yourself to be aware of where your hands are all the time. You know, I once heard a tape from Shim Shapin, because he was walking with his Rebbe, and he was standing by somebody's, you know, fence, and there was the gate of the fence. He was moving the gate back and forth. So Rebbe asked him, what are you doing? He asked him 3 times, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, your hands are totally in your control on Shabbos. You're not just moving something around. That's what Shabbos is. It's a total awareness of your hands. It's a fascinating. That's what Chazal's Shabbos was. So, the Bechemi came along and said, Chazal Ramatut, each item was allowed to move. You're allowed to move it, but you have to move it for its primary function. So you can move a spoon to use as a spoon. You can't, we didn't have knives. We never, you used your spoon to cut, you used a spoon like a fork, you used a spoon, that was right out of knives. You were trained to do everything with one utensil. Whichever it was, you use. You know how to eat the spoon with the fork. I mean, not that bad. But I'm saying, for us, maybe, for Yeshiva Bacher, maybe the spoon had more than one primary function. But it has to be the primary. So that's what Mechem Mashiach. So that's the answer in the Brises. And the more it points out, let's see Rashi. We have Rashi's from yesterday still also, right? Shesh tkiyas. It says 6 tkiyas. Now, if you do your math, there's a tkiya, there's a tkiya, there's a tkiya, then there's a tkiya, teruah, and a tkiya. So that's 5 tkiyas in my count, and 1 teruah. So Rashi, ava teruah is b'minyan. When it says true, the teruah is also counted as one of the 6. Seder shalad is tkiya, teruah of a tkiya. And the Seder was Tkiyah through Tkiyah, the last one. Now the Malacha Shabbosada, so Yesh Lehen shows the Kanos Lehir. They had to stop working and have time to get into the city. Lahaf Lehir Mim Malacha, stop the city from doing work. Bechanui is from Echad Hamemker, and the Bechanui is from the third one, assuming the second one was to stop doing Malacha and to shut the stores. Nachos Tvilin. Mahalakas neighbor Revius, that's a point which not clear in Rehuda Nasi. So when they would start blowing the fourth one, which was in Tzkiya through and Tzkiya, so when they blew the Tzkiya of that through, it's when you were light your neighbors. Kali Pasmatana, but Danya shows Kadesh Shikramu Panel, Shahoyim Amarim Latkiya is Kadehoysim Michal Kadesh. Now this is important. Rashi says that you could be mounted paspataner, you have to have krimis panim. So Rashi says, but they're mostly mechalal kodesh. No, they didn't do it by the last moment. They had did it enough time that you would be carrying the mitzvah to sefer Shabbos. So what Rashi is telling you is, even though you're being mostly on Shabbos, the halacha that you need krimis panim is not telling when you start to sefer Shabbos. Krimis panim is telling when Shabbos actually starts. There's a Kreger like that. Kreger says that a lot of these halachas which we had in the first parak, we'll have later on in the next parak, you have to get it up there before it's a third cook. A third cook means by shkia, or when Shabbos starts, not when you're moisef. So if I make early Shabbos, I don't have to have it done by Tosefa Shabbos, I have to have it done by shkia. On the other hand, that creates a halacha, the kidur chiyos is not a heter. The halacha we had before, that a pot which was totally raw, it's not going to be a heter because it has to be, the definition of raw has to be raw by shkia. So if you put it up 18 minutes before or 20 minutes before, it's a raw pot. Then you light your neiris, but the time Shabbos comes 20 minutes later, it's not raw anymore. It's, now it's partially cooked. And that's a boshel or boshel is also. Because when Shabbos comes, you're relating to this pot as a pot which is partially cooked. You know, so it creates chumras and kulas. It's Kaya Umariya with the Kaya. Hare Sheish. That's six. Mashiach is called Shabbos alone. That's when Shabbos takes effect. So Mashiach is not an act of being Shabbos. That Shabbos is effective. And they stop digging. You don't want people thinking that the ones who come later, if they wouldn't all come in together, people would say the ones that came later didn't stop working right away. People don't always know who works further out and who works closer in. Treason. Losses. He changed the gears to decide to chaloinus. It was a covering for the windows. The masalkan son, they take them off. Manikan son, agabi yisaidus, they put it on top of pegs, a stand. American olayin tavan, they would sell their tavan and shav the board with other things. The erev in the evening, machsirin son, the pesachim, they put it back in the hole and seal it up. Chamas maim chamin limzik behen yain lishtas. They used maim chamin to mix with the wine. See, like a masal kederes are seriously stalik lemaychal alayla. The pots which you're going to be trying to use for that time, you take off the oven. If you've been a matman, it's a rius lemachris. The pots which you're going to use for the next day, you bring matman. And then they'd wait, they'd see a cotton, and they would blow. Chazakas is a shamash at Zebra, the person who was in charge of doing all of the functions of the Zebra. Halach shafar the base, so yagag miyuchad begoyba ha'ir. So, where's base, right? So, there was a special designated roof, the highest rooftop in the city. Bem Sosa, which was in the middle of the city, the Skarasham, to blow there. Misham alichal base, we take it back home. So we see Shabbos still had not arrived. So he says you can't do that. The shiurin, pamim shabesakar, pamim shabesakarachik. Some people live further, and some people live closer. So you have a shamash who lives further. You're going to have a blow earlier. That's not a clear tzman to people. It'll get very, you know. So, but rather, bereshkagush tokasham. He would put away, and that roof where he blew. So Gag doesn't say mean his personal roof, it means the Gag he was using. She metal for the Bishop Sayach, you can't move it, in other words, Muksa. A big discussion in the we know there's a loch in Hilvas Muksa, or we think we know there's a loch in Hilvas Muksa, that once you have something in your hands, the heter, you're allowed to keep moving it even though it's Muksa. One sheet that holds this. If you pick up an item shel muksa, once it's in your hands already, you're allowed to put it down wherever you need to put it down. You're not allowed to put it, drop it. The going said that that's not true. The case in Lachah with that is by klisha manatul iser. So klisha manatul iser. So you're allowed to pick it when you picked it up a heter, the sarach gufay. So that you pick it up a heter, then they allow you to move it wherever. But someone you shouldn't have picked up, you're mechayev the drop. That's it. But over here, the Chazan Knesset had the sheriff in his hands beheter. We're saying, well, we have to give him enough time to put it away. Why do we give him enough time to put it away? Let Shabbos be chal, let him do it right before Shabbos, let Shabbos be chal, and he'll beheter, take the sheriff, which is, he had in his hands beheter, klishim not to leisir, but he had it in his hands beheter. Let him walk it off. So why do we need that, that you can't, that's a big discussion. I have marked off on the side by my Gemara, I have marked off, I have the Magen Avraham and the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos, and Sefer Evan Oizer and the Chazon Ish, which all deal with this question. I don't remember what they say, but it's marked off on the side of the Gemara, that they all grapple with this question. I think one approach was about the end of the Gemara that comes, this is Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya wouldn't have that then. That wasn't the only way to approach it. Or alternatively, in case you had a Behetter from Erev Shabbos, wouldn't allow you to continue into Shabbos with it. I don't remember. Tanya Shefer Mitalto. The Brashi says that you could move a Shefer, the Fisha Kofa for Reishoi. It's bent. But right, Lisha by mind, you could draw a small amount of water, but Lisha Slatina can give a child a drink. Chatzaitus is Pshuta. It's a trumpet which is straight. You can only use it to blow. So that is Mlatal Isser, and you have no other function, and it's Muksa. Mar says, what do you mean? The Tinakon is Shal Tzibur the Farnas. So you can't use the Tzibur's Shefer for your own personal use. You can use it for someone which the Tzibur is Mechayim for. So the answer to Torah Behuda, Shefer Metaltal, because it's in a Metaltal and the Muksahu. Abba Shefer, Torah's Kli Alav, Kedemar and Liyah. So Shefer has a heter of Rashi called the Taras Kli, which that's not clear. Tosis says, I mean, such is also a Kli. Right? It means the Gabi Shabbos, it has another function, therefore it has the same Kli, which you're allowed to move. Tosis speaks out more Behedya, even according to Behuda, there is a concept, Kli Shem Latal Yisr, is much of the good Tzarech Kupa, Tzarech Mekarma. If you never use it for any purpose, so that's, you know, the point is you actually would use it. No, the halachas of being okay. Well, the definition of a kli for Hilchos Shabbos, regardless of kli, we say kli shem not the list, and the definition of a kli for Hilchos Sumer are not the same. The definition of kli for Hilchos Shabbos is it has to have a utilitarian purpose or function. If I have something which theoretically could be used, but nobody uses it, I don't use it either, it's not a kli. Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. That's the din of Eitzim and Avonim are totally muksa. I theoretically could use Eitzim and Avonim for different things, but they're since I don't, at this point in time, they're totally muksa until I would actually, in some way, be miyachad as a kli. So I could theoretically go along and say, okay, now this stone, if I do some type of shina to it to indicate that I need it for a purpose as a doorstop, so now it gets the din of a kli. It would not be mekabel tuma. That potentially could not be a kli. In other words, if you would have something, there is, see, that concept of muksum achmas hussar and kiss, which gets it in like etzim and abonim, pash is, the Shulchan Aruch Rab, which says, and that this is the Iker Pesachah is like this, that you must start with a kli shem latal yisr, and then you say, I will not use for any other purpose. Whereas if I have a golden, I have a $20,000 kiddush cup. It's not muksum achmas hussar and kiss because its primary function is to make kiddush on which I am allowed to do one shot. I might not do it because it's very expensive, but its primary function is a head to deck function. Kli shem latal yisr, the argument is the primary function I cannot do. Other functions it's so expensive I will not do. So now you have something which comes totally muksum. It's not shaykh adin chasar in case if the primary function is something you're allowed to do. Right. There is a concept, though, something which the more talks about later on, something which is either because it's very heavy or because it's whatever, you're convey a mukum for it. You will not move it. There's a shaykh of your painting on the wall. You know, does it get a muksa or not? That's mukhalikus. You know, that's a concept. So your example, your vase, which you would never move, would go into that question, you know, type of thing. Okay. Let's see if we can finish up some Rashi's over here. Hadatani Tabayo Metalta, Rabbi Shimon, who the last name Moksa. Hadatani Afshever Ametalta, Rabbi Shimon, Domer, Afilo Tarbid, Afilo Tarbid is a spoon, Afilo Talis, Ametalta, Lutzer, Tashmisha, Hamayuchid, because Shefer Lab, Ligmoy, Mayim Koi. The main purpose of Shefer is not to draw water, so you can't use it. For that, so you can't, its primary function you cannot do. Other functions you may not do, so that's it. Can't move it. Okay. So the more my shayfer nami chatzutzus. The more says you should just be aware. It says the Bryce says you can't move not the shayfer nor the chatzutzus. Now the more is bothered with the question. If you can't move a shofar, which potentially has another function, kavacharim, you cannot move the chatzotzes, which have no other function. He tells me from the chemist. It says, well, even though shofar, even though it's bent, you can't use the draw water. And a chatzotzes, which you can't do anything with, so you can't move that, even that. I mean, like, that's a funny order. You know, you don't write the obvious one first and then write the other one. Well, Morris says that at one point in time, people started switching the usage of the words. They used to refer to what we refer to as a shofar, they refer to as a chatzotzes. When we refer to it as a chatzotzer, they refer to it as a shofar. So this Braisa, when we use the word shofar, it meant the straight one. When you use the word chatzotzer, it meant the bent one. So saying you can't move a straight one, and not only that, you can't even move a bent one. So my shofar, not me chatzotzer, is kirev chista. Dom rev chista, harit fas mili, ishtan ishmayu. Mikichor beis hamikdash. People, for whatever reason, after the Churban Habayis, people started using the language differently. Number one. Chatzitzrasa shayfara shayfara chatzitzrasa. The Mainafkimina, the shayfara shalosh hashana. Again, their chatzitzis was also a horn. It wasn't a metal truck. It was made out of a horn. So they're both made out of horns. Just one was straight and one was bent. So people started referring to the straight one as a shayfara and the bent one as a chatzitz. So when I tell you, you should use the shayfara shashana. You should use the one which people refer to as a chatzitzus. Okay, the second thing was arava and safsafa. There is a willow branch which is kosher for the purpose of arava and sukkahs. There's a, the more talk that we had in sukkah talks about that there was a tree which had leaves which were fairly similar to it, which was called safsafa, and safsafa was posel. Well, you better be careful nowadays. You talk to Nama or it's Zakir Chista, and you use the word Arava, he's going to bring you a Tzafzifa. You got to be sure to say, Rabbi Sai, you have to be careful. Use the Arava, and not the Tzafzifa for your Dalad Minim. They're going to use the wrong one because people switched around the name. The name has switched. At the time of the Gemara, the name had switched. So you have to, that was something which changed. And Tzafzifa Arava, and after being the Lulav, you have to be careful with the Lulav. The more is not endorsing it, the more is not saying that that's correct. The more is saying this is the fact that Damaratzim switched around the name. So you better be careful. The last thing is Pesara, which is a large table, was called the Pesara. Pesara was a small table, like an obsak, a tabula, you know, right? So Pesara was the name of a word for a table, and Pesara was a small table. They switched it around now. And Pesara was used to refer to a small table, and Pesara was for a large table. Why is that important? The Mecha Kamemker. So if I contract with you to build me a Pesara, a Pesara expecting that I'm going to get a large table, the guy's going to interpret it as a small table, and that's a normal usage, so you can't force him to make anything larger than that. Or whatever. You know, I'm buying from him a Pesara, and I think I'm, you know, dimensions X, and he gives me half that size. I have no way to have a tine on him, because that's the normal usage nowadays. So Rabbaya, Tzibai says, if we're talking about things which switch around names, I can give you a few more also, but it's 6:25, so we'll hold it here. Hopefully we'll be must speak.